Layer 720, 1941 Timeline Artifacts. British House of Commons Relic, 1941. In May, German aircraft bombed the chamber of Britain's House of Commons. This relic, created from fragments of stained glass from the chamber's shattered windows, was presented to FDR by Britain's ambassador to the United States. Fragment from a German incendiary bomb, 1941. An American official in London sent this bomb fragment to FDR's secretary, Marguerite Lahand, after a German bombing raid in 1941. Map of the North Atlantic with Franklin Roosevelt's notes, July 11, 1941. On July 11, 1941, FDR tore this map from a National Geographic magazine and drew in pencil his concept of an extended Western Hemispheric security zone. The U.S. Navy would patrol waters west of the pencil line, helping to ease the burden on Britain's Navy. Days later, FDR's trusted assistant, Harry Hopkins, took this map to London and showed it to Churchill. Memorandum, Franklin Roosevelt to Wayne Coy, August 2, 1941. Shortly after Germany's June 22, 1941 invasion of the Soviet Union, FDR authorized emergency American aid to Moscow. Frustrated by a lack of action during the weeks that followed, the president ordered his special assistant, Wayne Coy, to spearhead an effort to get war materials quickly to Russia. This memorandum reflects FDR's sense of urgency. Draft press release regarding aid to the Soviet Union with Franklin Roosevelt's notes, October 13, 1941. In early October, Germany launched a major offensive against Moscow. In this press release, FDR announced an increase in the pace of supply deliveries to the beleaguered Soviets. By late October, the USSR's financial situation resembled Britain's in late 1940. FDR reacted by declaring the defense of the Soviet Union to be vital to America's defense and proposing that the USSR receive Lend-Lease assistance. On November 7th, Congress approved this proposal. You will now be automatically redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.